Hey friends, it's Catherine Schaefer of Unpolished but Cult. This episode, I don't even know what to call it right now. I will think of a name shortly. So again, this is not the podcast episode I thought I was going to do today, but here we are. So grief is a funny thing, isn't it? So 3 years ago, or 3 years have gone by since my mom passed. August actually marked 3 years, and actually her heavenly birthday is coming up November 19th, so in just 17 days. I had my so my podcast notes were ready. I had a topic and I thought I was in control of what I was going to talk about this week. But as usual, Jesus had other plans. So here we are, Sunday night. And something shifted. So something happened on Saturday. I don't even know what where to begin at the moment. Okay, let's start from at the beginning. So a strange turn of events. My husband and my son end up at the exact same apartment my mom used to live in. Okay, let's start there. The same little place where she built a quiet life after her divorce from my dad, or my stepdad, I should say, after their marriage of 20, oh my goodness, how long were they married? 24 years married, 27 years together. The same apartment where my son used to spend afternoons after school eating snacks and watching TV with his oma, the same place where laughter and love lived right alongside heartbreak and healing. So when I first heard the news that my family had ended up there again, I thought I was okay. I even remember was saying out loud on the phone when they told me. I was like, "Oh wow, that's weird." And then I was just went about my day because I was at work. And then something cracked. Because later, driving home with nothing but my thoughts, quiet road, which was definitely better than the week before, because now we were at +8 temperatures and all the crazy slush had melted. I was playing Christian music. A wave hit me. The one that grief hides behind when you think you're safe. And I began to sob like it was day one all over again. The kind of crying that steals your breath, that makes your chest tighten, that you can't pray your way out of, because all you can manage between gasps is, "Lord, I need you," over and over again. No eloquence, no strength, just broken whisper. And grief is strange that way. It's not linear. It doesn't fade with time. Absolutely does not care how strong your faith is, how healed you thought you were, how busy your life has become. It's quiet until it isn't. And it's polite until it wrecks you. And just when you think you've got it under control, because you know, we hear it all the time heals everything, it comes back to remind you that time doesn't heal everything. Jesus does. I've learned that grief doesn't go away. It just changes its shape. It sneaks into the corners of our joy and our peace, showing up uninvited in songs, smells, or memories that sneak past your defenses. Sometimes it hits you when you least expect it, as I discovered on Saturday. Sometimes it's standing in a grocery store aisle when you see a brand of cookies your mom used to buy, or hearing someone's laugh that sounds all too familiar. So I'm going to be honest, because some of my listeners might know me personally. My mom and I didn't always have the best relationship. It was complicated, like most mother-daughter relationships are. There was love and there were wounds. We didn't always see eye to eye, but as the years went on, we found a quiet understanding. She did the best she could with what she knew. And when she couldn't love perfectly, I now know that she still loved deeply. That's something I didn't always appreciate when she was here. The Bible says in Psalms 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I used to think that was a nice verse, one of those comforting ones people say at funerals or print on sympathy cards. But it's different when you live it. It's different when you feel your heart crack and you realize that he really is close, that he's not just a verse in a book, but a presence in the passenger seat of your car when your tears won't stop. Sometimes grief brings guilt with it, that sneaky companion that whispers, "You should have called more. You should have been a better daughter. You should have done something differently." And I carried that for a long time. Even after forgiving my mom for things in our past, I had to learn how to forgive myself. Because grief and guilt like to dance together if you let them. But Jesus, he interrupts that music. He reminds you that forgiveness isn't just something you give others, it's something you receive too. It's strange how God can use even grief as a teacher. And I look back and realize that in my pain, I learned compassion. In my loss, I learned to listen. In my ache, I learned to love more intentionally because I finally understood how precious time really is. I used to think grief was something to overcome, but it's not. It's something you carry differently over time. Some days it feels like a stone, heavy and cold. Other days it's like a feather, light, but still there. It's always there. In Ecclesiastes 3, it says, "To everything there is a season, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance." I thought those seasons were separate, like you could only be in one or the other. But grief taught me they overlap. You can laugh and still miss someone. You can dance and still cry later that night. You can be healed and still have a scar that aches when the weather changes. That's life. That's love. The first year after my mom passed, I was angry. Not at her, not even at God exactly, but at the unfairness of it all. I wanted to ask him why she had to go before she saw certain things, before she saw me come to Christ. Before she saw the woman I was becoming, I had questions that didn't have answers. I still do. But God has this way of meeting me in the question. He doesn't always give explanations. Sometimes he just gives his presence. And there's this verse in John 11 when Jesus comes to Mary and Martha after Lazarus dies. And they both said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't scold them for their faithlessness. He weeps. The Son of God, who knew he was about to raise Lazarus, still cried with them. That verse used to undo me because it showed me something I never realized before. Grief doesn't mean a lack of faith. Jesus himself grieved. So, it's okay if I do too. When my mom passed, I remember the days afterward being a blur of people. Flowers, condolences, everyone said the right things. She's in a better place. She's not suffering anymore. She's with God. All true. But in that moment, I wanted her with me. That's the human heart, isn't it? Torn between heaven's truth and earth's ache, wanting to believe in eternity while wishing for one more day. Now, years later, I see her in small things. I hear her in phrases that slip out of my own mouth. I smell her perfume when I least expect it. I see her smile in my son's grin. God allows those glimpses as little mercies, reminders that love doesn't end, it just changes form. There's a story I love in 2 Corinthians 1, 3, verse 3 to 4. Praise be to the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. That verse hit different after I lost my mom, because grief gave me a language I didn't have before. It taught me how to sit with someone else in their pain without rushing to fix it. It taught me that presence often speaks louder than words. Grief doesn't make us weak. It makes us real. It strips us of the illusion that we're in control, that life will always make sense. It humbles us in a way that reminds us of who God is and who we are not. And maybe that's why he allows it. Not because he's cruel, but because he's cultivating something internal in us. Something that can't be shaken by the losses of this world. When I think back to that drive home the other night, when I was crying so hard I could barely see the road, I realize now that God wasn't watching from a distance. He was there, in the passenger seat, in the rhythm of my breath between sobs, in the way the lyrics on the radio seemed to line up perfectly with the ache in my heart. He was reminding me that even though my mom's not here, I'm not alone. I still don't have all the answers. I still miss her. I probably always will. But grief isn't the enemy. It's the evidence of love. And love, especially the kind that comes from God, never dies. It transforms. It refines. It reminds. So, if you're in that place right now, if it's been 3 years or 30 and the wave hits you out of nowhere, please don't feel like you're doing this wrong. You're not weak. You're not faithless. You're human. And you're loved by God who doesn't shame you for your tears. He collects them. Psalm 56:8 says, He keeps them in a bottle. Every one. Imagine that. The God of the universe holding your tears, his treasures. Grief is a funny thing. It breaks you, but somehow in the breaking, it builds you too. It reminds you of where you've been, who you've loved, and who you're becoming through it all. And maybe that's the point. Not to get over it, but to get through it with him. So, if you're driving today with tears in your eyes and a lump in your throat, just know he's sitting right beside you. And maybe, just maybe, he's whispering the same words he whispered to me. You're not alone. I'm still here. That's the kind of comfort the world can't give. And that's the kind of peace that doesn't make sense, except when you've lost something that matters. Because only then do you realize the truth of Romans 8:38 to 39, that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And maybe that's what grief really is. A love that's too strong to stay quiet. A love that outlives us. A love that aches because it was real. And I'll end with this. If you're in that place today, trying to breathe through the ache, let him meet you there. Let him hold you. Let him remind you that he's still writing your story, even in the chapters that hurt. Because someday the tears that sting now will be the proof of just how deeply you've loved and how deeply you've been loved in return. That's where I'll leave you today, friend. You're not alone in your grief. You've seen, you're seen, you're known, and you're held. Until next time, friends.